It is the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The name above every other name. The name of Jesus. Oh.
Hallelujah. Let's put our hands together for Jesus, for that powerful ministration. Shall we lift up our hands to heaven? Let's give God thanks. Let's bless the name of the Lord. Let's magnify Him. Father, we thank You. We give You the praise and the glory. Thank You for the privilege to be in His presence this morning. Thank You, Father. Now let's ask Him for His word again. In this second Priscilla encounter service, our anointing service, our communion service, Lord, we ask that You send us Your word again in the name of Jesus the Christ. Thank You, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Father, You sent Your word and Your word healed them. We ask, Lord, by Your word this morning, let there be diverse healings. The entrance of Your word giveth light. As Your word goes forth, let every darkness in any area of our life be shattered. In the name of Jesus Christ, give us understanding that we may live and take the praise and the glory this morning. In Jesus' precious name. Oh, clap your hands, oh ye people. Shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Please get seated this morning. Praise the Lord. I'd like you to welcome your neighbor left and right. You're welcome to this second Priscilla encounter service. God is visiting you today in Jesus' precious name. What a privilege once again given to me by God through His servant to bring God's word to us in this second Priscilla encounter service. I appreciate you, sir, for this privilege. Praise the Lord. Understanding how praise facilitates fulfillment of prophecy. Understanding. We have been told over and over that it is understanding that makes something to be outstanding. Without understanding, nothing will be outstanding. And understanding comes via learning. It comes via learning. What you don't learn, you will never understand. What you don't learn, you will never know. What you don't learn, you will not understand. And what you don't know, we are told, you pay for it. So everything outstanding in life begins with learning. It begins with learning. You have to learn it. It doesn't jump on people. You have to learn it consciously. That your father is a tailor doesn't make you one. You have to learn how to sew. So it's via learning that understanding comes. And when understanding comes, that's where the profitability of any engagement begins to show. Understanding helps us to know why we do a thing, not just doing a thing. What you do is not as important as why you do them. The why you do them is where the blessings come, knowing why you do them. So behind stagnation in life, sufferings in life, the root is ignorance. understanding how praise first day fulfillment of prophecy. That's what we have been looking at. How can we engage the weapon of praise to see prophecy fulfilled? As powerful as prophecies are, they can't fulfill themselves. There are certain forces that are needed to apply to prophetic word to see them coming to pass. And praise is the ultimate facilitator. Among many other things that facilitate prophecies, praise is the ultimate facilitator. Every time praise goes on, prophecies are bound to be fulfilled. And that's what we have been learning, how we can engage praise to see prophecies fulfilled. At the beginning of the year, we always start with prayers. There are 21 days we engage in prayers. But to see all of those prayers and all of the desires coming to pass, that's the wisdom at the end of the year like this, coming to an end, we begin to engage praise. Because you may start with prayers, but you complete with praise. Be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto the Lord. I don't know the things God has said concerning you and I this year, which you are still believing God for. Before the year is over, it will turn into a testimony for you. If you believe that, shout a big amen. Quickly, what are prophecies? What are prophecies? Prophecy is the declaration, if you like, is the expression of God's intention over our lives from the pages of scriptures. The declaration, the expression of God's intention over our lives from the pages of scriptures. That tells us that the source of prophecy is the word. God's word is the source of prophecy. And every word of God or every prophecy carry inbuilt capacity for fulfillment. It carries inbuilt capacity for fulfillment. It's not dependent on any condition or man's limitation. It has what it takes in itself. The word has inherent power in itself to fulfill. That does not mean man has no part to play. But God's word has ability in itself to fulfill whatever the word has said. Isaiah 55, verses 10. Look at that scriptures. Verse 10 and 11. Isaiah 55. The word of God is like a rain. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither. But what does it do? It watereth the earth, and maketh the earth to bring forth and bear, that he may give what? Seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Look at verse 11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing wherein I sent it. That's to say, God's word is God's messenger. When it is sent, like the rain that falls on the earth, the rain doesn't return back to heaven like rain. When the rain falls, it makes sure that the grasses and the crops, they utilize the rain by softening the ground they begin to bear fruits. The rain doesn't return back empty. It makes sure that when it falls on the grasses, they begin to grow. And when it has accomplished its purpose, it evaporates, condenses in the air, in the atmosphere. The same way God's word, when God sent his word doesn't come back to him empty. His word accomplishes the purpose for which it is sent. The same way that rain falls on the grasses and makes them begin to grow. That is why, the same way God sent his word to us. When that word of God comes to the barren, every aspect of the woman's life or the man's life, if in terms of fruitfulness, begin to align to the word. It begins to align. When that word gets to the sick person, he sent his word, he healed him. The word gets to a sick man and it begins to make him whole. It doesn't return back to the Lord empty. It accomplishes the purpose for which God sent it. I decree this morning, as you are hearing God's word, whatever is out of order in your life, may God's word put it back to order. If you believe that, shout a big amen. And we saw the word went into the house of a lady called Mary in Luke chapter 1 and verse 34. Not married yet. And the word said to her, you are going to have a child. And this child is going to be great. Will be the savior of the world. And Mary said unto the angel, how shall this be? Seeing I know not a man. How shall it be seeing I know not a man? How possible is it? You see, every time God's word comes to us, don't ask how, just believe. Don't ask how, just believe. You can ask man, how will he make it happen? But don't ask God how. Because our mind is too small to know how he will do it. We have always known that to conceive, it takes a man and a woman coming together. That is the natural way. And Mary said, how shall it be? I'm not yet married. How can I, this thing you are saying, come to pass? And the angel was merciful. Because why? Mary has already found favor before the Lord. If not, if that told her, ask Zacharias, what happened to him? And when he asked that question, he said, for asking that question, receive dumbness. So that he won't use his mouth to abort what God wants to do. But because he has found favor before the Lord, the angel has to be present to explain to her. I said, the power of the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which thou shall be upon upon thee shall be called the Son of God. There are 1,001 ways God can use to meet your needs. You know why many of us doubt God's word? We are used to one natural way. We are used to the way this is how it used to happen. So when God is speaking to you, you are doubting. And for the first time, we saw a woman conceiving without the coming together of a man and a woman. I decree from this service, what eyes have not seen, what ears have not heard, by the power from on high, it will take place in your life. If you believe that, shout a big amen. So every time God's word goes forth, it carries inbuilt capacity on its own to fulfill it. Isaiah 59 verse 16, he said, when there was no man, his arm brought him victory. And he saw that there was no man, and wondered there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm brought salvation unto him. Because God's word carries inbuilt capacity for fulfillment. Remember, God's word as contained in the Bible is essentially prophetic. God's word is prophetic. What does that mean? It means that every word of God is a prophecy to us. From Genesis to Revelation, every word of God that you read and receive and believe is a prophecy to you. It is God speaking to you by his word. Isaiah 33 and Isaiah 34 verse 16. Isaiah 34 verse 16. He said what? Seek ye out of the book of the Lord. And do what? Read. So I will read. So I will read. He says, seek it out and read. What will happen? No one of these that you have sought shall do what? Shall fail. None shall one commit. For my mouth, it has commanded it, and his spirit has gathered them. None shall fail. It doesn't matter how long it takes. None shall fail. So God's word is prophetic. That is a prophecy to us. You can get the word of God and prophesy to yourself. You are the greatest prophet over your life. Don't wait for any man to prophesy to you. Prophesy to yourself. Go to your mirror and add value to it. Look at the man in the mirror and speak to that man. You are going to be great. How did I know? God's word says so. You may be down today. What is God's word saying? God is saying, a just man may fall 7 times. But he does what? He rises up again. So where you are now is not the place you will remain. Failure is permitted, but don't remain in failure. As a matter of fact, you are not a failure until you refuse to rise. You have failed one time, rise again, try again. Second time, rise again, try again. And make sure you learn why you fail. Not just failing. If you fail and don't learn why you fail, you're a failure. You need to learn. I see people that come to church late every Sunday. If you check it, it's the same set of people. Why? They have not learned why they're coming late. You can't be planning to be in church 7 o'clock service and you're waking up by 6. You are already signed for lateness. Why do I come to church late? I need to understand it and know it. And avoid it. That's when you begin not to come late again. You have to learn. Praise the Lord. He falls 7 times, but he riseth up again. He said, rejoice not over me, my enemies. For when I do what? When I fall, as I do what? Rise up again. That is God's word. So, in the midst of your down low places, you are excited because you know you are coming out very soon. Because God's word says so. God's word says so. Somebody's blessed. What are we saying? Whatever God says, he created. Whatsoever God says, he created. If we believe. Whatever he says, he creates. And that is if we believe. If we believe. If we believe. God is waiting for us to believe. He can do all things. The only thing he can do is what you don't believe him for. You don't believe, you incapacitate him. You don't believe it, you incapacitate him. Whatever he says, he creates. In the beginning, God said, let there be light. There was light. From no raw material, light came out. God creates from nothing. He made something out of nothing. Man always creates from something, but God creates from nothing. So to create your life is a simple thing before God. When he speaks, he creates. When he speaks, he creates. Psalm 147 verse 15 tells us that his word runneth swiftly upon the earth. He sendeth forth his commandment upon the earth. His word runneth very swiftly. Nothing can stop it. Nothing can hinder it. When he speaks, Ezekiel 12, 21 to 25. He said, what is this proverb that he said in Israel? From henceforth, he said, that proverb is will cease from being said. That the Lord of the Lord is being prolonged. That the vision of all has failed. Verse 25, he said, from henceforth, that proverb ceases. For I am the Lord, I will speak, and the word that I shall speak that you believe shall come to pass. I don't know where you are today, but I have good news for you. You are coming out of that challenge. It's after you have suffered for a while. After a while. So suffering is for a while. You won't die a sufferhead. You won't die in that suffering. You won't die in that pain. It's after you have suffered for a while. So suffering is for a while. God is changing somebody's story. But the God of all grace, who had called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after he has suffered for a while. Somebody's blessed. But we must receive, believe, and obey the instructions that accompanies prophetic word. We must receive it, believe it, and obey it. You don't receive it, you have kicked that prophetic word. Or somebody say, oh, but that's how they told us January, that this year is going to be great. You didn't believe it. And now it's November, nothing has happened. It's because you didn't believe it. John 1:12. As many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. Every prophetic word places a demand on us. There is what to do, and there is what God to do. We saw Abraham, our father, in Genesis chapter 12, beginning from verse 1 to 3. God made a promise to Abraham under a condition. Receive it, believe it, obey it. The Lord said to Abraham, get thee out of thy country, from your kindred, from your father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. Instruction. This is man's part. This is Abraham's part. Look at verse 2. If you do so, what will I do? I will make of thee a great nation. Your making is in my hand if you obey me to depart. And I will bless you. Your blessing is in my hand. And I will make your name great, and you shall be what? A blessing. Look at verse 3 of that scriptures. Verse 3. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. In this shall all families of the earth be blessed. All of those promises of verse 2 and 3 is anchored in verse 1. If he doesn't depart to where God has showed him, he will miss verse 2 and verse 3. Stop claiming promises. Start looking for instructions to obey. Many of us read God's word looking for promises to claim. I claim it. I claim it. I claim it. But we don't find out instruction attached to the promise. Every time you come to God asking for a blessing, God will give you an instruction to obey. But the prophetic word requires joy and rejoicing for maximum delivery. Joy and rejoicing. It requires joy and rejoicing for maximum delivery. Because the word is a seed. God's word comes to us as a seed, the seed of the word. Mark chapter 8 verse 11 tells us that the word is the seed. And when we receive the seed of the word in our hearts, that seed needs to be watered with praise. We need to water the prophetic seed we receive with praise. That's why it requires joy and rejoicing to deliver. When you plant a crop on the earth, that crop or that seed has no future without water. Just a matter of a few days, it will die. When we receive the prophetic word, what God has said concerning us, it will move us to rejoice. We have to praise to see that seed manifesting in our lives. And that's why, look at the danger of not giving praise. Joel chapter 1, verses 12. Everything went down because there was no praise in the heart of men. There was no praise in the heart of men. The vine is dried up. The fig tree languisheth. The pomegranate tree. Even the palm tree also, palm tree that is all year round, died. Why? And the apple tree, even the trees of the field, all withered. Why? Joy is withered away from the sons of men. You see, your business or your career, whatever you are doing, is not separate from you. They respond to the state of your heart. If you are not joyful, you will kill your business. Because joy is withered from the heart of man. So nothing is working. Nothing is working. Everything went down. Because there is no joy found in the heart of man. Habakkuk chapter 3. Look at the wisdom in verse 17. It said, though the fig tree do not blossom. Though the fig tree do not blossom. Neither shall be fruit in the vine. The labor of the olive shall fail. And the few shall yield no meat. The flocks shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no head in the store. All your expectations, they are yet to come up. The effort you are putting, they are yet to deliver. But look at the next verse. Yet, despite all those things, what will I do? I will rejoice. Where? In the Lord. Let your rejoicing be in the Lord, not in things. Your rejoicing has to be in the Lord, not in things. Things may not be working. Rejoice in the Lord. If you are rejoicing in things, that is happiness. Happiness. And happiness is short-lived. Happiness happens because of something has happened. So when nothing has happened, you are not joyful. But when it is joy, you are rejoicing in the Lord. No money in your pocket, you are still smiling. Your expectations are yet to be delivered. You are still smiling. I always tell people, never allow anybody to look at your face to know what you are going through. No matter what you are going through, don't allow it to show on your face. Shout hallelujah. You have to be excited. Always excited. Very excited. Your story is changing. You say, Pastor, you don't understand. You don't know what I'm going through. Sir, many have gone through what you are going through. But the good news is, you are going through it. You are not staying there. Going through, which means you are going through. Very soon you will pass. Everyone you see today, they went through it. You don't have a house. You are not the last. And you won't be the first. Many didn't have, but today they own houses. But whatever you are going through, be rejoicing, be rejoicing, be rejoicing, be rejoicing. Don't allow anyone to look at your face and say, what is it? And don't seek for sympathy and pity because you are not in the pit. Can't you see how my face is? Want to ask me, what's my problem? You don't need it. Be excited. Today, I cause depression from your heart. I cause depression from your heart. Whatever shows you the things God has not done, this morning, it is caused in the name of Jesus. The good news is this. The things God has done, they are more than the things he has not done. Thank him for the ones he has done. And many of them, he did it without you asking. That same one, he will still do it. Somebody say, oh, This marriage. If your business is working, your career is working, thank God for it. You should marry. And marriage is not the end of problems. As though that I married. You think that when you married, my problem is over. It's opening you up to another challenge in life. Enjoy where you are.
The one that is walking, be thanking God for it. This other one will still walk. If you believe that, shout a big amen. Don't forget, praise triggers fulfillment of prophecies. It triggers fulfillment of prophecies. That prophetic word you have received, that word you are holding on to, start rejoicing over it. Start giving God thanks over it. Start rejoicing over it. Jehoshaphat, they received the prophetic word and they began to give God praise. And God stepped in. God stepped in. God stepped in. And things turned around. It may not be easy thanking God in the midst of oppositions, thanking God in the midst of things not working. It may not be easy, but that's why it is called sacrifice of praise. It is called sacrifice. Things are not working the way you expect it. Things are not happening the way you expect it. But you have to give it as a sacrifice. You have to start praising him. You have to start thanking him. You have to start thanking him. Let your countenance change. You are not the only person going through what you think you are going through. Say, there is no temptation that have come unto man, which is not common. But God is faithful. In every temptation, he makes a way of escape. As you engage in praise. Today, I cause murmuring and complaining to die in your life. Every time murmuring and complaining wants to come up, remember the word. Rejoice. And I say, rejoice. Rise on your feet. Lift up your hands and give God thanks. And bless the name of the Lord. And magnify him and exalt him. Give him thanks this morning. Give him thanks. My soul rejoice in the Lord. My soul rejoice in the Lord. My soul rejoice in the Lord. I thank you, Father. I give you praise. I give you glory. Depression is far from me. Complaining is far from me. Murmuring is far from me. I choose to rejoice. I choose to rejoice. I choose to rejoice in the Lord. I choose to rejoice in the Lord. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Quickly this morning, no assumption. Somebody is here. And you have not made Jesus the Lord of your life. I stand on the door. I knock. If any man hears my voice and open, I will come in. He wants to change your life. He wants to change your life. God's servant told us the other day, you can't be bitter and be better. God wants to take away bitterness from you. He wants to take that bitter life. He wants to give you, clothe you with a garment of praise. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to be a child of God. I want my praise to ascend to heaven. I want God to forgive me my sin. I want to be a child of God. Wherever you are this morning, I would like you to place your right hand where you are standing. Or you have backslidden, or you are in service this morning, and you want to reconnect back to your maker. The joy of your salvation has gone. The oil of service has gone. They are dragging you. The things of God doesn't move you again. You need to reconnect back. Your hand on your chest, say after me, Lord Jesus, I've come this morning. I ask that you have mercy on me and forgive me my sin. Wash me with your precious blood. Thank you for saving me. Now I know I am born again. I'm a child of God. Jesus' precious name. Somebody, you pray that prayer? Wherever you are, please come quickly. Let's pray together. Come quickly, wherever you are. I'm waiting for you at the altar here. Step out and come. I know you pray that prayer. Come. Let's pray together here. Before God's servants come, please come. Please come. Please come. Anyone like that? Come. Let's pray together. Anyone coming? Amen. Is someone blessed this morning? Shout hallelujah. Now put your hands together for Jesus as you receive God's servant.